Thank you, Mr. Chairperson, for giving me the floor. I thank the panelists for the thoughtful presentations. Mr. Chairperson, next year we will commemorate the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. However, we are saddened to see today repeated recurrence of events similar to George Floyd's death. In some countries, the mortality rate of people of African descent is disproportionately high during the COVID-19 outbreak. Children of migrants are held in immigration detention centers of malcondition, forcibly separated from their families. We also express our deep concern over continued violations of rights of immigrants in immigration detention centers and failure in protecting indigenous people's rights in certain countries such as US, Canada, and Sweden, which is a contemporary form of radical discrimination, racial discrimination. My delegation has historically maintained its unequivocal and principled position against all forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and any kind of related intolerance. Iran condemns all forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, and expressed serious concern on the resurgence of contemporary forms of such abhorrent crimes in various parts of the world, in particular against African descent, which constitute serious violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms and impede equal opportunity for all humankind. Iran reaffirms its commitment to the full and effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action and the outcome document of the Durban Review Conference in 2009. We also reaffirm the validity of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action as the instructive documents which constitute a solid foundation for the struggle against racism and racial discrimination. We encourage the Intergovernmental Working Group to finalize the elaboration of complementary standards to the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. Iran reiterates its position that tolerance, dialogue, cooperation, multilateralism, and understanding of religious and cultural diversity, and avoiding selective, discriminative, unilateral, and coercive measures are essential for elimination of all forms of racism. Acts of prejudice, discrimination, stereotyping, as well as racial and religious profiling are affronts to human dignity and equality and should be condemned. In this regard, the states should ensure that full enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms without discrimination in all forms and in full equality before the law. Iran notes the importance of full and effective prohibition of any incitement to national, racial, or religious hatred, in particular in the form of Islamophobia or insult against Muslim or Islamic sanctities, including the Prophet Muhammad and Quran, that constitutes incitements to discrimination, hostility, or violence, and to implement its through all necessary legislative policy and judicial measures. Mr. Chairperson, the Holy Quran states, Allah Almighty creates humans of a male and female and made them as tribes, families, and nations so they may know each other. The most honorable of humans is the one who acts rightly. The anti-racism message given by our Holy Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago resonates to this day. He had said, there is no superiority of a white person over a black person, and no superiority of a black person over a white person. Superiority is on acting rightly. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.